And of course, another perk is, unlike speaking to everyone when you're reaching no one, when you speak to your ideal client, you not only attract the ideal client that you want to work with, but also their friends too that they bring along. Hey, homemaker, and welcome back to the Hearty Homemaker Podcast. My name is Brianne, your new mom BFF. I'm a wife, mom, homemaker, and entrepreneur saved by grace, passionate about motivating mamas to step into the calling that God has placed on their lives. I truly believe that God is raising a generation of Proverbs 31 women to lead the way and show what it looks like to not only steward your family and home well, but to also use your gifts and talents to make an impact in the world. On this podcast, you can expect to hear episodes on how to balance your home life and entrepreneurship without sacrificing time with the ones you love most. Some topics include faith, simplifying your home, business decluttering, marketing, and much more. Sounds like your kind of podcast? Then you are totally in the right place. I'm so glad you're here, Mama. Welcome home. Hello, homemaker, and welcome back to the Hearty Homemaker Podcast. I am your hostess with the mostest, your new mom BFF, Brianne. And in today's episode, I'm also your business bestie and friend. I'm just so excited you're here today because in today's short and sweet episode, I am talking to the faith-based entrepreneur, the mama who wants to start a business and has heard of this thing called an ideal client, but is not exactly sure what an ideal client is and how exactly do you serve them? Or better yet, how do you find them? And if this is you, friend, well, you are in the right place. This short and sweet episode, think of it as your crash course on ideal clients. So make sure that you have a notebook nearby to go ahead and write this all down, or feel free to re-listen to this episode later when you do have a notebook nearby. And without further ado, let's go ahead and jump right on in. So what exactly is your ideal client? Who exactly is it? Well, when you are starting your business or you already have an established business, knowing your ideal client is great because you are able to serve them in the best way possible. So your ideal client, that is your dream client. And maybe your dream client, you've already worked with them. And if so, go ahead and write down everything about them. Like, what were they like? What did they not like? Tell me about their personality. Like, what is it about them that you loved working with them? Now, if you haven't worked with your ideal client yet, I want you to go ahead and think about this. If you could work with anybody in the world, who would that person be? Now, if you do have a notebook nearby, go ahead and write down these next 10 questions when figuring out that person, okay? And if you already have worked with your ideal client, I still want you to go ahead and write down these 10 questions. That way, you know exactly who you are talking to when you are creating content for this ideal client, okay? So let's go ahead and dive into the 10 questions. So question number one, what is your ideal client's name? So you can totally make this up, like Lola or Andrea or Christine. But if you've already worked with that client, again, go ahead and write down their name too if you want. So question number two, what does your ideal client do for a living? So are they a nurse? Are they a doctor? A lawyer? Are they a stay-at-home mom? Are they unemployed? If so, write it down. Now question number three is, what is their relationship status? Are they single? Are they married? Is it complicated? I laugh at the whole, is it complicated? Because I see that on Facebook still, like, oh, it's complicated. If it's complicated, go ahead and write that down, but also write down if they're single or married. Question number four is, do they have kids? If so, how many and what are their ages? Question number five is, what are your ideal client's likes? So what are their interests? What are the things they like to do on the weekend? Go ahead and write that down. Question number six is, what are their dislikes? What do they not like to do? What do they try to avoid at all costs? Go ahead and write that down. Question number seven is, how does your ideal client talk? Are they fun and bubbly when they talk? Are they pretty serious and stoic? Are they conversational or not really? Do they talk in a certain way? However they talk, go ahead and write that down. Now, question number 8 is, what platform does your ideal client spend the most time on? Now, do they spend most of their time on Instagram or TikTok or Pinterest or Facebook? Or do they not have a social media? By knowing this, this helps out so much because you are able to serve them and show up where they are at, okay? Question number 9 is, what are the things that your ideal client struggles with? So, for instance, what is something that keeps them up at night? Whatever that is, go ahead and write that down. And lastly, what problem does your ideal client have that you solve? Whatever it is, go ahead and write that down. Hey, homemaker, I hope you're enjoying today's episode. I wanted to hop in super quick and let you know about a brand new freebie I created for you. You know, lately I have had a ton of people slide into my DMs and messages asking, how do I keep my home clean all the time? So I thought I would share my secret with you. Introducing the Tidy Home Freebie. The Tidy Home Freebie is my exact cleaning routine on how I keep my home clean and sparkly. So to grab your copy of the Tidy Home Freebie, head over to hardyhomemaker.com/tidy or go to the link in the episode's description. Again, the link is hardyhomemaker.com/tidy or go to the link in the episode's description. Now back to the episode. Now, knowing all of that, you are able to get a better understanding of who exactly your ideal client is. Now, is it possible that your ideal client is a past version of yourself? Absolutely. And if so, oh my gosh, that works to your benefit because all you have to do is just talk to a former version of yourself. Now, is it possible that you and your ideal client don't really have much in common? Absolutely. And at the end of the day, only you are going to know about your ideal client because you are the only one that is crafting a message towards them. Now, how exactly do you find your ideal client? Well, this is where question 8 comes into play. So knowing what platform your ideal client shows up on is going to be absolutely essential. And it's going to be such a massive benefit because you can help them by serving them on that platform that they are already on and start creating content for your ideal client. Now, heaven forbid your ideal client is offline and doesn't have a social media, I want you to go ahead and ask yourself this question. If you saw your ideal client out and about, where would they be and what would they be doing? Try to go ahead and get in their head and why are they at that place? What is it about that place that they go to that place? And again, get inside the mind of where your dream client would be. And by knowing this, this is going to help you find them and again, show up for them where they are at. Now for me, my ideal client is listening to this podcast. They are on social media, but more than likely, you'll find them listening to the podcast in their AirPods in their free time while they're doing the dishes or taking a shower or even in the car pickup line for school. And also, I just want to go ahead and put this out there too. When you do know your ideal client, goodness, this brings so many perks. One of those perks, of course, is that you are so specific on who you're serving and how you're serving them that you can go ahead and create a message that resonates so much with your ideal client. And of course, another perk is, unlike speaking to everyone when you're reaching no one, when you speak to your ideal client, you not only attract the ideal client that you want to work with, but also their friends too that they bring along. And lastly, I think this is the best part of all, is that when you know your ideal client and you're serving your ideal client, there is no such thing as competition because you are serving an audience that no one else does. And even if someone has a similar audience to you, there's still going to be differences between your audience that you're serving, that ideal client, and their audience. And so that is especially great if you're like me, who is a competitive person, and you don't want to have any competition. Well, the great thing is that you're not going to have any competition because you are serving that person, your ideal person in mind, and there's no one else to compete with. Like, it's like the best. So all of that to say, there you have it. That is who you are serving. And that is how you figure out what your ideal client is, who it is, and how to find them. If you have any further questions, don't hesitate to shoot me a DM on Instagram, and I would be super happy to answer anything for you regarding ideal clients. And other than that, friend, thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Hardy Homemaker Podcast. I pray that you found this episode to have a ton of value in it, and feel free to send this to your business bestie who needs to hear this episode. I love you so much, friend, and until next time, I'll chat with you soon. Thank you so much for listening to the Hardy Homemaker Podcast. For resources and materials, head over to hardyhomemaker.com. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with a friend, or better yet, leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts so that more mamas can find this podcast and live a simpler lifestyle too. Who knows? You might even have your review highlighted at the beginning of one of the next podcast episodes. As always, I am praying for you, and I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your week. Until next time, I'll chat with you soon.